Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
He is so hot and so interested in me.
I read zero books up there. Hooked up with some guys up there, though.
I was about to say that. Yeah. But there's tea.
Yeah, there is tea.
I don't know if everybody's seen it. Colby, recap the tea.
I only had eyes for you.
Thank God.
We had been messaging the same guy on Hinge, but we didn't know.
We're live and talking about Colby's run.
That didn't happen.
Colby, explain the Strava of it all. Because Colby's been trying to get me to download this app, Strava.
Well, and you're so ingrained in it. I don't have very many friends on it. So that's why I want you to join.
Do a lot of people have it? Because I was thinking about it the past couple days.
I mean, my home friends all have it. And then a few other people, I guess. But pretty much, if you walk, run, other people put different workouts on it, and I haven't really figured out how to do that. But you post, like, a picture, and you can write a caption, like, what music you were listening to, and then everybody likes your workout and comments on it.
Okay, it's like a B-reel.
Giving you kudos.
Wait, like, this reminds me of Beer Buddy. Do you remember Beer Buddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was like a fever dream. That didn't really catch on, I feel like. It was a short-lived thing where you'd log like the drinks you had and like
and
post
where
a selfie.
You were.
Yeah, like where you were and how many drinks you had. Yeah. And it became kind of like a drinking competition, like kind of promoted unhealthy.
Binge drinking.
Yeah. So this is a healthy version.
Yeah. No, it's like a social media feed, basically, but you can see people working out.
And you can see you can see their routes, right? Like,
yeah, but it hides the start and end point for
safety purposes.
Where you start and end.
That's interesting, because I saw on TikTok someone was like drawing things with their run route. Like they were like their map of like, because it shows you where you go, I guess. They were trying to make pictures out of it, like changing their route so it would like make shapes and stuff.
Oh, that's funny.
And like posting it. So I guess that's weird.
The nice thing is if you run with or do a workout, whatever it is, with other people too, it syncs up. So it all shows as one post.
Oh, so it's
like it says that you ran with so-and-so and so-and-so.
So a collab post?
Yeah, yeah.
So when we ran in Boston, that was a collab post that you guys did.
Yeah.
Love.
But you don't even have to tag the people. Like, if you're on the same route and you're friends with each other on
they
the
just
app,
know?
It automatically links you up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know what I heard about today? So one of my coworkers pings me on Slack, and she's like, have you heard of this run club? And I forget what the name of the run club was, but I guess it's a run club for singles in New York City.
You're kidding.
And basically what happens is, I guess if you're single, you wear a black t-shirt and everybody else wears colors. And so people will like go with their friends and wingman them. And so you'll go for a run like on the West Side Highway or something like that. And then afterwards, everybody goes to a bar and mix and mingle and meet people. And my friend at work, she was like, yeah, I have a date tonight from it. I met this girl who I'm like going on a friend date with.
Oh my God.
She was like, have you heard of it? Like, if you want to go with me, let me know and
Wait,
I'll go.
Well, you're wearing a black t-shirt right now.
I should have just jetted over.
We could jump in.
That is such a good concept.
She said that there's like hundreds of people who go. Like, it's this massive thing.
I feel like I've seen them before.
You definitely have. And I told her what I've seen is, I saw this guy that was promoting it on TikTok, and
Me
I'm pretty
too.
Sure he's the founder.
Yeah, I think I've seen him.
And I used to be really annoyed by his content, because his content used to be like swimming was the elite workout. Basically was his thing.
Oh.
And then he couldn't get traction with that on TikTok, so he changed his niche to this run club.
He pivoted.
But then it blew up. So actually he found his niche. I'm happy
for
him.
It worked out for him.
But his swimming content was really freaking annoying.
Where
so,
was
like,
he swimming?
I couldn't even tell you.
Were you just triggered? Because
something I saw recently was a swimming race that occurred in the Hudson River.
Oh God.
That's
off
disgusting.
Off of the beach that we didn't ask for.
Wait. That feels like it shouldn't be legal.
I know. There was an inflatable thing, and you would swim out and swim around it. And I saw a lot of people doing it. It was disgusting.
I hope they like went to the ER after.
There was
like
a finish line, an inflatable finish line and everything.
I will say it again. I've said this like three times on the podcast. There are dead bodies in the Hudson still.
It's for sure. Gross.
People that have not been found. There are dead bodies.
That's definitely like the mob dump.
I repeat. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, you know, there's a bunch of bodies with like rocks in the pockets.
The mob knows that nobody's going to go in the Hudson. The Hudson is the color black because there are dead bodies at the bottom.
I think the Hudson was the gnarly smell I was smelling this morning too. Like, there are pockets that just do not smell right.
Wait, you also want to know what sucks about the Hudson is like that little basin. Is that the right word? Is basin the right word for like, you know where Grand Banks is, the boat?
Yeah.
Is that thing like a basin, like, you know, the square it's like that it's port? Kind of living in?
I don't know.
It's like a dock or like
a port, like a...
Basically, the word I'm looking
inlet.
For is there...
Inlet.
It's kind of like an inlet. There's
it's
like
an inlet.
A big pier, and then in the pier is like a square cut off where water is. And it's... Okay, I don't know if that helps explain
what I'm
thinking
of. Yeah, it's like an inlet. It's... Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love that part of the West Side Highway, and then you look down, and it's all of the trash and shit that's collected inside the inlet, is what we're calling it. But that's like... so sad.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
It's so pretty, but it's all gross. Yeah,
right there, like every piece of trash that is like flown into the water just like collects
in the inlet
right next to Grand Banks, which it's like $30 for a cocktail there, and you're just looking over into the trash water.
Yeah, it also collects in any corner of a pier. I don't know. It's disgusting.
And that's New York City, baby.
New York City. The West Side Highway.
We're not known for our water. That's for sure.
No, definitely not. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess we need to try this run club, Colby. Like, I think it might be a thing.
Yeah. The thing is, I look not good after I go for a run.
But I think it's like a casual. You looked great when we ran last weekend.
I was like a tomato for 4 hours after. But it's fine.
I like feel like that's a flex. Like, I like after working out looking like I actually worked
that's
out.
That's true.
Like, that's
I mean,
a
I guess
flex.
Everybody's doing the same thing.
Like, when I walk out of yoga and I look like a wet rat, I feel proud of that. Because I'm like, look at me.
It's true.
I sweat out everything I drank last night.
That's true.
Look at me go.
My one thing is I've had so many gripes with running clubs. Like, I cannot stand when I am on a walk and a running club is swarming me. And so I have a mental vow to myself to never join one, but I would maybe give it a chance.
I feel
you.
Like we should just go once and try it out.
Yeah.
We have nothing to lose.
I'm down. But once it drops like 10 degrees.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a little too hot right now.
Yeah.
This is so interesting, though. I'm still like stuck on the concept of like you wear the different color shirt.
To indicate if you're single or not.
It reminds me of those parties in college where there was the different colored cups and you would like take or you'd wear different colors. There was like different varieties of this. Like, whether you're single, dating, or like it's complicated, you know, or like something, there was like three different colors.
Wait, adding the it's complicated to the mix is kind of funny. Like, what if both people, or what if two people showed up to that party? One of them said that they were in a relationship and the other said that they were, it's complicated.
Yeah, it was like red was,
you gotta be on the same page.
Red was you were dating someone, like you're taken. Green was you're single, and like yellow was, it's complicated.
I see.
It reminds me of Facebook statuses.
Yes.
It or whatever. Facebook
relationship status.
Relationship statuses on Facebook. I was always so excited for the day that I would eventually get to set one of those statuses and be like, look at this person I'm dating. And now it's like no one cares. Like, I think it says I'm single on Facebook.
It was such a thing.
It was such
in
a
my
thing.
High school or middle school, I guess, to write that you were married to just random people.
Yeah. To like a girl, like just a friend of yours. Yeah, yeah. Like I did that, but then I was like so excited because I was always so nosy. Like whenever someone got in a relationship, it was just like plastered all over the place. Like this, it was like the big news of the day. Like so and so. And you'd see their Facebook, like their profile pictures next to each other, like the girl and the guy
or whoever.
And then they'd
start posting like Rascal Flatts lyrics on their status.
Yeah, that.
Those were the dark days. I literally.
If I scroll back, I.
No, I expunged my Facebook. Like, I went back and I deleted everything.
You did?
I don't even know how to do that.
Mine was, like, embarrassing.
No,
like,
mine
I did this
is
years
so
ago.
Embarrassing. I would also put on my Facebook status, if, like, Akon lyrics. Like, just any song lyric that was speaking to me that day, I would post.
I was, like, bored, HMP. Like, that was literally my, like... thing every day.
Hit my phone.
Hit
is
my
that it?
Phone.
Hit my phone. HMP.
Who
I didn't even know.
Says that? Who gave me permission?
Hit the celly. Facebook's so funny. Like,
my only use case for Facebook now is birthdays.
Me too.
I exclusively use it to look up people's birthdays.
Me too. And to see what terrible photos my mom is posting of me on the birthdays platform.
Like, I can find old photos to like post as throwbacks. And then also, fun fact, if you have like a business account with Instagram, you have to have a Facebook account linked for like the Meta stuff. Like, it's actually quite annoying. I really hate it to like give analytics to companies. They have you link your Facebook. And so I'm on Facebook way more than I ever wanted to be. Like,
to look at your analytics, like that's where you get
to them link from? It. Like, you kind of like a brand will like send you like an invitation to a portal that like
tracks the back end,
but it all the starting point is logging into your Facebook. Like, you have to be on Facebook. Like, you have to have a Facebook account to have a business Instagram account.
Yeah,
like they made it so linked and everything. So like you physically have to have a Facebook. So like even if I wanted to delete my Facebook because I was like, I'm so sick of this, like seeing all my old like, you know, embarrassing stuff, like I wouldn't be able to have an Instagram business account.
That sounds like a lot.
They really linked it together. They're like, you will have Facebook. Like, everybody at Meta is like, you will continue to have Facebook, even though Facebook's like on the way out, quote, you will have Facebook.
Wait, I think I read somewhere though that like Facebook still makes so much money because people are still running a shit ton of ads on Facebook, but maybe it's them running ads on Facebook through Instagram. Like, maybe like, I don't know how it works.
Well, I do think...
No, you have to do Instagram ads even through Facebook Ad Manager.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think there is a large amount of people still using Facebook. I think they're part of an older generation.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm still tagged and stuff. Like, my aunts and uncles and stuff are, like, big Facebook... My grandma, Phyllis, is single-handedly keeping Facebook in business.
I also love the Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, oh,
Facebook Marketplace is a great product.
No, you're so right. Facebook Marketplace is huge. I need to look on there. You never know. There's some hidden gems on there.
I have been scraping. Looking.
What are you looking for?
Well, I need to reorganize, and I think I need to really utilize the top shelf of my closet more. And I have these bins where I keep like Advil, like just random things that would go in my bathroom if I had my own bathroom, but I share. And then I also have another bin that has like extra bedding and things like that. So I think I need another set of drawers to kind of put that stuff in.
Yeah.
And then, or like some kind of armoire, but I don't know where I would even put it. Like, behind my bedroom door is where I'm envisioning it. And then I'm looking for a new desk chair.
Oh.
I want some kind of nicer chair.
Okay, like a real chair. I just know that extra storage is for your shoe collection. Colby,
no, I have my shoe rack.
Yeah, but it's not enough anymore. Yeah, there's just no way. Colby literally showed up to Boston, new pair of shoes. I was like, girl, would you get that? Colby literally has so many shoes.
Here's the thing. I can only speak to the girls of the world because
I love shoes.
Speaking from experience, if you have a place for every single shoe that you own, like pair of shoes, like there is a spot for the shoes, like you live in a different tax bracket, first of all.
Definitely.
Also, how? Like, I have a shoe rack as well. My shoes, I have bins now. I'm throwing shoes. Like, yeah. I don't even know where all the shoes are. I don't know. I like keep discovering a pair of shoes that I forgot I had. Like, sure, that speaks to privilege of being able to buy a lot of shoes. But oh my God, like if you have more than like 8 pairs of shoes, which I'd say like a lot of people do, where do you fucking put them all?
Don't even get me started on the shoes because the boys in my apartment.
Yeah.
I've never seen boys with so many shoes.
They're shoe heads. Is that what you call it?
Sneaker heads.
Oh, yeah. Sneaker heads.
They are sneaker shoe heads.
But what if they have shoes that aren't sneakers?
No,
come on.
You guys do not understand. I straight up bought a shoe rack for our like entryway so that people, because we're a no-shoe apartment for the most part, so people like put their shoes in a place when they come visit the apartment or whatever. Those boys literally encompassed both rows of the shoe rack. They were like, oh, perfect. Adam bought a shoe rack. More places to put my shoes that currently exist on the floor of my room. They occupied the entire shoe rack, and then now they started putting them on top of the shoe rack, which is like a bench. It's like where you like sit to tie your shoes.
Nope, no sitting allowed.
Something like that. And I'm like, you can't put shoes on top of the bench shoe rack.
They've
like,
taken it looks the, like shit. The seating real estate.
Yeah, it really bothers me. So I get mad. I walk in the apartment, and I'm like, you guys got to figure out the shoe situation.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the
maybe
thing.
For each of their birthday, you can buy them an individual shoe rack.
That's actually a great idea. Both of their birthdays are coming up. So.
Shoe racks are just never big enough. Like, they just aren't big enough. And I often find like the shoes that are on the shoe rack are the ones I don't even really wear very much, to be honest with you. Because the ones I wear very much are just like thrown wherever the door is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just an ever... Now I understand my mom always screaming at us. Well, not screaming, you know, yelling at us growing up, yeah. being like, get the shoes off, like get the shoes away from the door. Like the shoes just pile up at the door.
So many.
Yeah.
And that's just because I know I'm going to put them right back on and walk out the door. So then yeah. it just becomes a pile at the door.
I need to do a Facebook Marketplace scam myself. You guys may know we just re-signed our lease for yes. a seventh year.
Congratulations.
Which so is crazy. And so every year that we re-sign the lease, we change the apartment. So like last year we got the new couch and a new coffee table.
You upgrade.
We upgrade. The year before we tore down the flex wall and then rebuilt it to the ceiling. The year before that, I forget what we did the year before that. Maybe that was when we made it a three-person apartment opposed to a four, and we tore down the middle flex wall. But we've made some kind of update to it every single year, so I need to figure out what to change this year.
Maybe you, like, put up some wallpaper. I don't know.
It's also so funny because, like, over the years, obviously, I've collected all of Katie's furniture from her various apartments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so half of our apartment is made up of Katie's ex-furniture. The other half is me stealing furniture from our apartment building, aka our couch that I got for free from our next door neighbors.
Yeah.
And where was I going with this?
Well, if you hang in there until the spring, I might not be re-signing this lease.
That's what I'm saying.
And I might, because look at all the stuff in here. Again, we've discussed this. I have so much shit. Where's it? You know, if I like go to another apartment, who's to say?
I'm just saying, Katie.
This will all fit in there. / I might just like want to change my whole aesthetic. I don't know.
Katie always does that. Every time she moves apartments, she changes her whole aesthetic.
No, I reinvent myself. Okay.
It's true.
Like, every time we get close to Katie moving, Adam is renting a U-Haul.
It's such a great opportunity to revamp when there was a chance that we potentially had to move. I was so overwhelmed with dread, but there was a teeny tiny part of me that was so excited to get rid of a ton of stuff.
Yeah. Fresh and start.
Get new stuff.
Yeah.
For some things that I wouldn't take with me. But now I'm like, there's also nowhere to put stuff when you get rid of it here.
What do you mean?
Like, if I were to get all new pots and pans in my kitchen, yeah. let's say, where do I put the ones that I don't use? Like,
I think you throw them away.
Well,
right, but it's like
you put them on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. And you literally list them as free. People come running. True. I listed like some stuff from my last apartment on Bowery for free, like pillows, for example, because I yeah. had way too many fucking pillows in that apartment because I had the upstairs like loft situation that I really wanted to be like a reading nook. I read zero books up there. Right. Never read a book. Hooked up with some guys up there, though.
I was about to say that. That nook did see some action,
that
though.
That became the sex nook. Literally, the sex nook. And I was not the only person to have sex up there. There were some other people that did as well.
For sure.
Some guests. Anyway, so I had a lot of pillows to get rid of. So I listed them literally for free on Facebook Marketplace. People were like, when can I come? They will come to you and get them. Take them.
Okay. Wait, you know what?
I didn't know that.
You just listed for free and they yeah. will come.
Katie, you know what I'm just piecing together? Is that so many people, not so many people, a few people had sex up there.
Yeah.
Probably on the pillows that you then gave away for free to people in your building.
I immediately thought that.
Not in my building. I get people of New York.
Okay.
Like people of New York have my sex pillows. But here's the thing. You buy anything and you just have to assume that something nefarious could have happened.
That's true. Well, I think I told you guys when I took that couch off,
someone definitely had sex on that
couch.
There was... I don't know. There was fluids. Jizz. There were manly fluids all over.
Ew.
We got it from a frat house, and there were manly fluids on that.
That is the thing. Like, you have to assume, unless you buy something new, that there could have been... Someone could have had sex on that.
For sure. Object. I do want to tell people, there were manly fluids on the couch. I did hire a professional cleaner. I don't want people to think that I'm sitting on top of other man's fluids. On my couch.
Hey, you could. I really you want could my be, couch
but
cleaned.
Actually, I could be.
You could be. Your roommates have definitely had some fun on the couch.
I really hope not. But you actually could be completely right, and I just choose not to think about that.
Yeah, just don't think about it.
It's communal space. Yeah. I really do want to have my couch professionally cleaned, though, and shaved.
I like it, but my cleaner doesn't shave the couch.
Yeah.
And it's really...
Wait, what does shaving a couch mean?
When the pilling?
The pilling.
We've talked about the pilling.
Yeah, you used her piller.
Yeah, I don't think I realized that was considered shaving a couch, but I guess it makes sense.
It takes so long to do on my own. But anyway, welcome back to Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Clearly, we've had a lot to catch up on.
Yes.
Well, even before we started recording, like Katie was talking about this peacock thing, and I was like, you need to stop talking because it's actually such a relatable concept, I feel like. I bum my peacock login off of my sister because she's in school right now, and so she gets the student discount. So I pay for it, but like I use her student discount, of course.
Yeah, and I was just talking about in general, like, because I've given my login to like a bunch of people, like for various things, not just Peacock, like Netflix, HBO. My parents use my HBO. Like, you know, it's just a communal thing. But I just have this one rule that like people do not adhere to. If you are using someone's account, if it lets you, like, which I'm pretty sure it does, like up to a certain number.
Yeah, you, not Netflix.
But you should make a new profile. Like you, that is like, you're affecting someone's algorithm if you are consistently using their thing.
If like, you're watching the same series as somebody mm-hmm. and they've gone further ahead of you and then you can't remember what episode you were on. Or Hulu, I do not like the interface of. And whenever I go to watch the Kardashians, I have no clue who was in my Hulu. But every time, it's not my Hulu either. It's my sister's. So, but it's my profile.
Yeah, your profile. Okay.
Somebody is in my profile. And every time that I go to watch the Kardashians, it doesn't say like new episode. And then I go search for it, find it. And somebody's already watched the whole
thing. Yeah. That happened to me with Bridgerton. And it ruined Bridgerton for me because I accidentally went ahead an episode and found out things and had to go back and watch the previous. Was it you?
I'm literally silently laughing over here because Katie's talking about, one, her Peacock being fucked up. So before I bought the subscription to Peacock, I was in Katie's Peacock on her account.
That's so you, so, then. So you, I was like, fucking with me.
No, well, literally.
What I said before we even started recording is that I did a mass bump. Like, I kicked everyone off. Yeah. Like, you can go in all of these apps and just say, like, forget all devices. Then you have to log yourself back in, but, like, whatever. So I just kicked, like, 10 accounts, people that were using my Peacock off. And it was definitely you.
Well, Katie months ago was complaining about how there was like a shit ton of like Real Housewives on her Peacock or something like that. And I was like, I'm just going to sit really quiet here.
Huh. I wonder how that got there. That's so weird.
But it is because, going back to me stealing all of Katie's furniture, I stole your Samsung smart TV years ago. And it was logged into like her Netflix, her Hulu, her Peacock. But then it logged me out of all of them. I was. But it logged me out of all of them months ago.
Again, it's fine. Just make a new profile. Like, that is all I ask. I literally don't care. Like,
well, lucky for you, I got kicked out of yours like months ago, which is why I had to bomb off my sister and get my own Peacock.
Well, now everyone's happy. Yeah. But I was just discussing this, like, this just needs to be a new standard that we, like, everyone listening. For like using someone's, make a new profile.
Yeah.
The algorithm matters to me because honestly, I've like found new shows that I didn't know, or like old shows that I've never seen because of the algorithm.
Yeah.
Like on these apps.
Yeah. Oh my God. When I get into my mom's Netflix profile, it's such a scary, scary place. The whole thing is like Hallmark movies.
Oh my gosh. That is so your mom.
Yeah. That's all that my mom watches. My mom loves the Hallmark channel, but everything that's served is like the cheesy. It starts playing too because it's Netflix, and the voices that they have are so Hallmark. It's just the cheesiest romance things, and my mom's like, oh my God, you would love that. It was so good. And it's not my cup of tea.
I have noticed a bunch of actresses that like are known for other roles have like become Hallmark actresses. Have you noticed this? Like Kat Graham from Vampire Diaries.
Oh yeah.
She's become like, she's been in so many different Hallmark movies. I don't know if they're like Hallmark specific, but they're like that genre
they have money.
Of like cheesy. There's like a bunch of different I can't think of like everyone right now. Like, what's her name? She's dating Sean, the Flying Tomato. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I'm the wrong one to look at.
Nina Dobrev. Nina Dobrev.
The Flying Tomato, Sean White.
Yeah, Sean White's the Flying Tomato. Speaking of the Olympics. But I think that would be a dream job because I'm sure Hallmark movies and like that genre rakes in the dough.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they make so much money and it's like a pretty easy acting gig. Like, I feel like they don't really need to be great, you know.
No, they're all so cheesy. Like, when you watch them, you're literally like, this acting
like,
is horrible.
Like, how exciting so for them. That must be like a cakewalk to act in. I mean, not to say acting is ever a cakewalk, but like for these people to then just be that, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's unbelievable. these plot lines, and my mom is like, oh, I just like them because they all have a happy ending. So it's very pure, but it also does not make for a good watch because you know that it's all going to work out in the end.
Well, it's kind of, I see the silver lining of that. Speaking of your mom, how yes. was the Boston weekend?
Oh my gosh.
How was hometowns?
So fun.
Oh my God, yes. Adam, did you accept my rose?
I accepted your rose. How did I do on my hometown date?
I think you did great.
You think I did great? Your mom loves me?
Yeah, she does. She was like, oh my God, I am so happy I finally got to meet Adam in person.
I got invited to Colby's really sister's crazy. Wedding within yes. a day.
Wow. So you did. You fit right in with the clan.
I sure did.
Wow.
Well, also like the concert.
It was like a full blown immersion into my life.
No, it really was. Like I was like literally like plopped in, and it was lovely. I loved every single second. But we stayed like after the concert, and we stayed in Boston with Colby's friends.
Fill everyone in. What concert did you go to?
We saw Noah Kahan, and he was so amazing.
It was unbelievable.
But there's tea.
Yeah, there is tea.
I don't know if everybody's seen it. Colby, recap the tea.
So we
is this about Zach Bryan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I've seen conflicting reports about this.
Well, okay.
Brianna Chicken Fry said it wasn't true.
Yeah. Every show so far or recently, Noah Kahan brings out a guest. He played Fenway Park two nights in a row. Thursday night, he brought out Gracie Abrams and the Lumineers. On Friday, Noah Kahan, James Bay, and the Lumineers came out with a new song. And on Thursday night, they sang the song. And so we were like, obviously, they're just coming back tonight. The song came out today. Like, we're definitely getting them, but there has to be somebody else. We knew that Zach Bryan had performed at Gillette Stadium, which is the football stadium in Massachusetts, on Wednesday night. And we were like, he's probably like taking the night off Thursday and he's going to be the guest Friday. Like, we had already hypothesized this, manifested this, whatever. Then we're at the concert. There are murmurings that Zach Bryan's in the building, whatever. Everyone pretty much catches wind of this rumor and agrees that Zach Bryan is definitely 100% the guest.
Wait, we should also intermission about the guy texting me.
Right.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book that's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
So basically, there's this guy who lives in Boston. He's like always in my DMs, and he's super like, what's the best word?
He's a fraud.
Yeah, he's such a fraud. But he's like always showy offy.
He's a seamy guy.
I don't even know if seamy is the right word.
No, he works for Fenway Park, and he likes to say that he is pull when he has virtually no pull.
When Colby and I were initially getting the tickets, and I may have even said this on the podcast like months ago when we were initially getting the tickets.
Yeah. It was a year ago.
Yeah, he was messaging me on Instagram, and he was like, I can get you guys tickets like on the floor, like blah, blah. And I was like, okay, do it. And he didn't pull through. And so I was like, you're fake. And then I come to Boston, and he's like, what show are you going to? I told him, and he was like, oh, I'll get you like private entrance, like in a box or whatever. And I was like, okay,
well. He said he could get us access to a private entrance with a private bar in a climate controlled space with private bathrooms.
Thank God for the climate control.
I was like, say air conditioning. Wait, like a normal person.
I'm so glad you remember that. I should literally read the message because it was so cringe.
I was like,
is he a promoter? This is giving big promoter energy.
No, he manages like something about them. I don't even know what it is.
He does. Like, he's a concierge, like a VIP concierge. Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah. No, that is really strange.
He like sends me some sassy, like, have fun message. So I just like it. I'm like, literally, fuck you. I'm done with your shit. And then like while we were at the concert, he responded to my story and said he's ready for Zach Bryan, and I said, stop, is it Zach? And so Colby and I were freaking out because at that point we had been like assuming it was going to be Zach, and that was confirmation. And he was like, get ready for Sarah's Place, which is a song that he does with Zach. And so we're like, oh my god, it's gonna be Zach. And then
but literally everybody around us too is like, Zach Bryan's the guest, Brianna's here, whatever. And then I kept hallucinating and seeing Brianna chicken fry backstage.
Colby was like, that's Brianna chicken fry. It's like a little blur in the background with the cowboy hat.
I was like, no, it's definitely her, like, for sure.
So it was just like some other bitch.
Some other skinny brunette.
Noah's fiance or whatever.
I don't know if they're still together.
Oh, really?
I think heard they broke up, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, well,
yeah, because he doesn't bring her to anything or talk about her ever.
Well, maybe they're just super private. I don't know.
Yeah, but there are also a lot of stories that he like hooks up with normies,
as he should.
So that makes me
go off.
I believe that he is no longer with his fiance over him being a cheater.
No, he does not give cheater energy at all. Okay, so there were rumors.
I'll finish the story, and so then he's about to intro the last song, I think, which is Stick Season. He sang a song by himself before Stick Season, which obviously he sang all the other songs by himself. But he said that they had a really great guest for the night, but it didn't end up working out. And so then he sang another song. And then at the end, he brought his family out for Stick Season. And usually he brings out the guests and everybody like dances along and sings, whatever. It's similar to how Zach Bryan does Revival, but not really.
Yeah.
Which is really cute. And his family was adorable. And that was still warm and fuzzy.
That he said, like, we had this great guest lined up. I almost wish he didn't say anything. Like, that's kind of sassy. Kind of
sad. Like, but the way that he said it was like, I think he was apologizing to the fans who all were expecting a big guest.
Right.
It's the last night of his entire tour.
Well, also, like, the other nights, there were big guests. Right. Like, that's kind of unfair.
Yeah, and it's, like, the last night of the hometown show. So he ended up playing extra songs from, like, before this album.
Oh, good.
Yeah, as kind of a makeup, which I was, like, I'm way happier about that. I know. Like, screw you, Zach Bryan. I want to hear Noah play his old stuff.
Also, at normal concerts, it's just the person.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah. It was still a phenomenal concert. My experience was not hindered by the lack of guests.
Yeah.
But
then people were saying all the stuff.
Yeah. So then everybody was saying that he got too drunk at the show. He couldn't come out. Like, fuck you, Zach Bryan, all this stuff. And then Brianna's posting proof that he wasn't actually at the concert. But she never said that he wasn't
supposed to be
the guest. And I still believe 100% that he was supposed to be the guest. But maybe he pulled out a couple of hours before the show. And then it was too late to find somebody
Or even the day before.
Right.
I feel like even canceling the day before wouldn't be enough time for them to like fly someone out or whatever.
Definitely.
Just like, because you need to sound check, you need to do all that stuff. Right. I feel like But
wait, what I will say, this guy, if he gave us any piece of information, which also he could have been lying, but he said, it's over. What are you talking about? I'm shocked. Zach Bryan is literally here. He was in the office pre-show.
Yeah, but Brianna posted proof.
Like literal, wasn't there. Literal yeah. proof that he wasn't there.
Is it fabricated though? I didn't see her proof.
No, there were texts. No,
she posted texts and he was like, how's the concert? Did you make it okay? And like, it wish was I a could selfie with her cousin being like, so-and-so is freaking out. Like, he wishes you were here so badly on the bus on the way to the concert.
Also, I feel like she would just like not speak on it if it was like completely right. true. Like, maybe partly true that he like backed out for sure, but I feel like it would be absurd. Like, why would she even make a video if yeah. there was any chance he was there?
Yeah.
You know, that she could be called out, caught in a lie. Like, why would she do that?
And my sister, every song that one of my sisters, every song she was like, this is going to be Casey Musgraves. This song she does with him. She's like, just so you know, whenever they come out, I'm going to throw elbows to get in between you because of my shortness.
I love Casey Musgraves. I know I do too. Love to see her live at some point.
I love her as well. But yeah, the concert was amazing. We went out in Fenway at this bar.
Did you get a glizzy?
Before and after, yes. I made Adam take a bite of it.
They're well, just good. So weird. They're like slimy and too like smooth, you know?
No.
Like, I just don't
You're
like
You're a hot
it.
Dog hater.
I don't really, because I love them so much.
I've been sending Adam hot dog memes.
She has. It's as, painful. As looking at them
retaliation.
Is scary as hell.
For your strange, strange hatred of hot dogs.
Well, it's fine. I tried my glizzy. I was a glizzy gobbler for a yeah. hot second.
For 1 second. Glizzy
gobbler. Mine is the gobble.
Glizzy sans gobble.
Glizzy sans the gobble. But oh my God, the concert was literally so good. And we were so close. Like, we could not have had better seats.
So close.
And he was just so amazing. Loved him. But then the rest of the weekend was amazing too. I got to see Colby's hometown where mm-hmm. Sis grew up. We went to the beach.
Love.
We got some amazing ice cream.
We went to New Hampshire. We went to Maine.
But yeah, Colby took me to 3 states.
Yeah.
Wait, it did. I noticed that. And I was like, how are they getting around so quick?
Yeah. It's only an hour and 15 minutes.
What were your modes of transport? Did you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was like the longest day of my life.
I know, it was very long.
We honestly, at the concert, we were drinking like fish.
Yeah.
Like, I've never drank so much beer in my entire life. I felt
You drink beer?
I mm-hmm. felt so straight.
Wait, I'm so surprised.
At a Noah Kahn concert.
Your
so, like,
shirt
I
was
had
very
to.
Straight,
in
too.
In a baseball park.
My king of the road.
Your outfit was very, like, straight boy energy, I feel like.
Yeah, it looked like a frat bro. I loved it.
You did. I loved it.
Yeah, it was
no
amazing.
Hot dogs.
No glizzies for me, but a lot of beer. And so, a lot of beer. And so, I was, like, effed up, to be honest. And so, the next morning, I woke up, and I was, like, so hell-bent on going on a run. I was, like, I need to correct the wrong that was last night. And Colby was, like, we literally have 15 minutes till my sister picks me up. Yeah. I was, like, I can do it.
Did
I
you?
Didn't do it.
Okay, good. I mean, that's just kind of crazy of you.
There was beer yeah. shaking in my stomach.
Adam saw my sister's wedding dress. Why? We really got the full immersion.
Like, in person?
Yes.
I went to her wedding dress fitting.
Yeah, because I had to learn how to do the bustle.
Oh, yeah. I did the bustle at Jillian's wedding. Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you at her wedding dress fitting.
Yeah. You met her at the wedding dress fitting. Wow, that's
no,
quite...
No, you met her the day before.
Oh, you're right, at the concert. Okay, yeah. you're right. We hung out
Second
at the concert.
Meeting. Yeah.
And then I was Normal. Like, hey, girl, can't wait to join you, your mom, and your sister at your wedding dress fitting. Yeah.
Literally.
She'll like look back in her life like, oh, remember
she
that
was like
day?
Literally anyone can come.
She's like, remember that magical day I tried on my wedding dress for the first time, like fully altered? Yeah, Colby was there, mom was there, Adam.
Yeah.
the funniest part, we were leaving that store and I was holding the door open for some lady.
Oh yeah.
And she walks in, she looks back and she goes, what are you doing in there? Like,
yeah. You just did in a dress seamstress. Specifically.
Oh, I see.
I was like, yeah. I'm just supervising, or what did I say? I was like,
I'm
just helping.
I'm just with them.
I said, I'm just helping them out. And then I was like, wait, why did I say that? I wasn't helping at all.
Did you give any feedback? Like, what kind of things
I
were
told
you?
Colby she was doing a great job.
Moral
with the
support.
Bustle. I was like, damn, girl, if I had to do that, I would not be able to do it.
Moral support.
Yeah.
No, the bustle's a big job. I did the bustle at Jillian's wedding, and I was nervous I was going to mess it up.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Because the thing is, you can't have like long nails to do it.
Yeah.
You need to like be able to like grip the button.
Yeah, and well, so, she also didn't tell me about the button at first, so I was pulling the threads.
Oh, yeah, no.
And she was like, and then you're trying to do this, but you should really do it this way. Oh. And then it was so much easier.
Did you hear that?
You got a package.
So loud.
The UPS people chuck the package at the door. Like, they throw it at the door.
That was pretty aggressive, I will say.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that was another one. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
My God.
Someone's trying to break in.
No, like, genuinely.
Maybe he's checking to see if you're home.
He said, knock, knock, girl.
No, sometimes they ring the bell. Sometimes. If they need a signature.
Yeah.
Do you play dead? Or do you go
get like...
Yeah, because you have to sign for it. Otherwise, they don't leave it.
Or they won't give it to you.
Whenever people ring our doorbell, I play dead. I'm like, that could be a girl that I don't want to see.
Well, I have a peephole and I use it. I have a peephole and I'm not afraid to use it.
There you go. Yeah. But then the people hear you approaching the peephole and then your cover is blown.
I move in silence. I'm a ninja. They can't see.
Katie's
they can't
swiftly
hear. I'm like a pro at avoiding people because whenever I needed to give a signature, I'm always in the shower. Like always in the shower for some reason.
Interesting.
And yeah, anyway, I digress. I'm glad you guys had fun. It looked like a great weekend. God.
It was such a good Boston weekend.
It was so
And how
fun.
Was your little how coastal weekend, Montauk? Girly pop?
Montauked. It was very fun.
Yeah.
We honestly had like really good weather.
You were like, glowing. Like that red dress. I know. You looked so good.
So stunning.
Oh my God. There was like a slew of like mini tragedies that happened the weekend though. Like that I just like didn't care about because I was obviously in a beautiful place with great people having fun. But that dress, I was walking in Soho. I like needed like one like knockout dress for the club. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know. It's kind of hard in Manhattan to find like club clothes that aren't like $7,000. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like you can go to Zara. All these places have like, they're also all turned over for fall already.
Right.
So it's really hard to find like a cute Revolve kind of outfit the day of like for a going out adventure. Struck out at Farm Rio. Everything like fit me weird. So then I was like down on my luck, walk outside, solid and striped, moved to Soho.
And the store looks so chic.
It's very chic. I walked in and
God, my stomach just growled like, so loud.
Oh, I think I actually heard it from you.
Yeah. I heard it for sure.
Just growled
You need
so
to
loud.
Eat some buttered noodles after this.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, anyway, so I walked in. So good. They were having a 40% off sale. Conveniently, all the things that I wanted were not on the sale, but it enticed me into the store. I bought this fabulous red number. So excited about it. Bought a yellow dress too. Wore both of them over the weekend. The red dress I was so pumped about, but it was like kind of pricey, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wear this so much. Like it's really like durable. Like I can dress it up, dress it down, like accessories. I wear it. I step out of the Uber to go to Danielle's house to pregame. My heel goes through the dress.
Oh my God. I hate when that happened.
But it didn't do it like on the very bottom. It was like in the middle. Like
And it punctured
like,
it?
Like behind my kneecap probably.
No.
Punctured it. A perfect circle, but like too big to like, I would have to get a patch.
Yeah.
You know? Like I don't think that's God. The vibe to like have a patch on the back of my dress. So yeah, that was a tragedy. I also forgot to bring a hairbrush to Montauk. Like did not bring, I have like 7 hairbrushes, didn't bring a single one. So I was like hairbrushless, just like finger combing my hair, trying to curl it. But besides that, Jack got really sunburned. Like, so sunburned.
You traded from the golf experience?
Well, he was, like, saying to me, he's like, oh, you brought sun cream, right? He calls it sun cream. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm at a perfect tan now that I, like, don't need to, like... I mean, I'm mostly covered up. We were under, like, an umbrella for most of, like, our beach day.
Yeah.
And I've also... I always put SPF on my face. Mm-hmm. But the rest of me... If we're only going to be out for like an hour, I'm just kind of like, let me just raw dog it a little bit. Like, I know it's probably not the best, but like, whatever. You know, like, I know I'm not going to burn at this rate because I have my, you know, I am Italian. I have my like base.
Right.
I didn't account for him. So I was like, I'm like, the UV. Also, I looked at the UV. It was a 4. I'm like, right. There's no way, you know, like, I'm not going to. He burnt so badly.
Oh, no.
So that was another thing that happened. But. Aside from that, it was like a really great trip. We stayed at Maram, which is the most beautiful,
so stunning
hotel, thanks to my MX points that I used on that.
Okay, thrifty.
Yeah, I was thrifty. Although I listened to this podcast and apparently you're like, it's like the worst thing to do is use your MX points for hotels.
Yeah, I wasn't going to tell you, but it is.
Yeah, but whatever. It felt free to me, and that's all that matters. Whatever.
I didn't want to burst your free bubble.
I will rack up the points again. Don't you worry. Like, they will be back up in no time. But yeah, that was really fun. And then we went out to the club.
The club.
Friday night.
Wait, so tell the people where you ended up going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a big secret. I just didn't know.
Yeah,
and lo and behold, we did like see some people there that recognized that we knew slash just they were listeners slash followers. I don't know why, like, that was hard for me to say. I'm like, we're famous. Like, glitching. I'm like, no, I was just like, I don't want to sound like a total like dick. And I honestly, listening back, I was like, why was I being like, I'm acting like I'm like Paris Hilton or something. Can't tell you where I'm going to the club because I don't want people to like spot me. Like, what the fuck? I don't know who I thought I was. Anyway, we went to Common Ground Beach. Okay. And it was really fun. I've never been there before.
It looks so fun.
I haven't been there in Montauk either. Did they get a liquor license? Because wasn't that the issue they were having last year?
No, that they've was...
had one, but then they Rush Myers lost.
That was theirs. Rush Myers.
I see.
No, Common Ground, yeah. So it was really fun. Like, great venue. They had a huge disco ball, like a lot of like LED stuff going on. I will say the DJ wasn't amazing. Like, the DJ, Jack and I were talking about it later. Like, they would play a really good song that everyone knew. They'd play, like, Unwritten Natasha Bedingfield. Yeah. And right when it got to, like, the good part, they'd play the chorus for, like, 2 seconds. They'd change it. Like, give me the whole chorus, you know?
Oh,
give
me, what you're talking about.
Give me the part of the song that everyone knows the words to, and, like, let it linger for a bit. Let us have our moment.
Yeah.
Like, it was just too many changes, which I understand that that's like part of the DJ set is like you don't know what's coming next. It like fades into each other. Maybe I just don't understand the DJ of it all, but it just was kind of disappointing.
I'm aligned. They need to at least finish the chorus.
And like, they get everybody hype for a song.
No, and they do the build up, like right. The build. It wasn't EDM, but like they give you, like they mixed it together. So there's this right. build up to be like, oh, what song is it going to be? Like, it sounds like it could be this, it could be that.
Right.
They give you the song. Then as soon as you know the words and you're singing, they just change it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that was just kind of one note. But other than that, it was really fun. Like, we had a good group, and I got to stand on an elevated surface and shake my butt. So
I love that.
We're happy. Your reel that you made recapping your weekend mm-hmm. literally felt like the trailer to The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think my new content angle, well, I'm going to do more vlogs on Instagram and TikTok because I do it on YouTube and have for a while, but I didn't realize that people really liked them on Instagram, so yeah. I'm gonna keep doing that. But I also, I like a switch kind of like clicked in my head, and I'm like, I need to make more content that like is rom-com feeling, because so many elements of like our life in New York in our 20s is a rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like not all of it's gonna be like a positive, but every rom-com has some lows and highs and whatnot. But the way that you like just talk about it like can be a rom-com. Like, we have a perfect opportunity.
That's very fitting.
Romanticize
it. So, yeah, but you know what? There's always going to be the haters of the romanticizing. Like, people are going to, like, every person that I know that, like, posts romanticizing New York content has a slew of people that come in and try to, like, rain on their parade.
But I feel like typical romanticizing New York content that I imagine is like classical music and mm-hmm. cityscapes and things like that. Like, what you posted literally felt like a trailer to a rom-com.
Oh, okay.
It was so, it's like executed.
Entertaining.
Thank you guys. I had a lot of fun.
More it took so me, than just like watching a beautiful, like, oh, that looks nice. Da 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 da.
It literally took me 5 hours to edit. I'm not
surprised at all. I was gonna say it looks like it took a lot of time.
No, but I literally like gave myself a back cramp doing that. Like actually I was like, why does my back hurt?
You're like, oh, but I've been working on this for five hours.
But I didn't even realize like that it took me that long.
That is back-breaking work.
No, it was literally, but it was really fun and people really liked it, and so I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it was.
Probably, and the weekend was just really fun as well.
The weather looked amazing.
It was good.
I didn't find Colby a man, unfortunately.
We didn't even look at men.
No, we didn't. Well, we just looked at each other whole weekend.
That's like the sign of a good hometown date, it's right? True.
Yeah. I only had eyes for you.
Thank God. Thank God.
I was actually thinking that though, we like did not mingle with anybody.
No, we didn't.
At any given moment. We went out to this bar that has a connotation of like being where the divorcees go to pick people up. But they had a live band and it was fun.
Wait, that was actually so funny. It was me, Colby, her mom,
yeah,
and then two friends. And it was us and like a million people that were middle-aged.
Yeah.
Like women who were very horny, clearly. Yes. And a lot of middle-aged men that were very horny, clearly.
At
and like
the bar?
Yes. And yeah. like grinding against
it
each other.
It was honestly incredible people watching.
There were no young people.
No.
Wait, I kind of love that.
It was incredible it people watching.
What we was all the were. Music like?
Classics.
Okay.
But I've never heard any of them. You may have known them.
I like. No, they played like Dancing Queen.
Did they?
Yeah.
Dancing Queen. Young. Well, I know
that
one,
but I don't remember them playing that.
They did.
Okay. I was just dancing. I was like gyrating. I was doing my thing. I was fist pumping.
Yeah. Of course.
They were probably like, what the hell are these kids doing here? And then this old lady was giving out little glow sticks.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, they were there for a birthday party. My mom, one of their daughters was on my softball team growing up.
That was also the funny part, is like Colby was so intertwined with everything that happened in this town. Like Colby was running around pointing out things to me. She's like, this is my house. Oh, and by the way, across the street is my cousin's house. Oh, and then next to them is my other uncle's house.
Yeah.
And then she's like, that's my aunt's insurance business. Like literally Colby's family runs that town. Like Colby knew everything about everything.
You're a household name.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
It was very cute. I loved it. Aww. I loved her, the hometown tour.
It's a cute spot.
Colby was like, lost my virginity there.
Yeah, it's true.
It was, I've just never good been to your town, Colby. I need
you
to
have
come.
To come.
You've no, been to our to town. Back.
It's so fun.
Okay, we need to trade off. Well, yes, I'll just come. But
come whenever.
Well, I am going to Boston in 2 weeks.
I know. I sadly
you won't
be there until right after you leave.
Yeah, I'm bringing my sister. My sister and I are going on a Boston adventure. If anyone has recommendations.
So are you seeing a show?
Well, I'm going with American Express. It's like one of my work little trips I do with them. And I was like, you know, my sister's on summer vacation. She's a teacher. Wouldn't it be fun if we do like a sister's trip? So we're gonna do that. But I'm also going to Fort Worth weekend before that.
Texas.
So yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Yee to the haw.
Wow.
So if anyone has Fort Worth or Boston Rex or anything of that nature.
What day of the week do you leave Boston?
Monday.
Oh, you leave on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we have a lot of travels, a lot of match-made travels this summer.
Dude, I'm done. I'm like...
You're done?
A little bit, I think. Well, when do we go to that wedding?
3 weeks.
To my sister's?
Well, one for sure. I'm just kidding.
Our friend wedding is 3 weeks from now.
3 weeks from now.
Don't worry, I have my dress. I bought it I talked about the dress on the podcast.
Yeah.
It's the one I saw on the window and I just bought it, the yellow one.
Right.
And it looks fab. I'm already like,
it's so pretty.
I'm really pleased.
Very flattering.
Very pleased. I will be wearing it a lot.
Yeah.
I can already tell you.
Well, hopefully we won't puncture a hole in it.
That's true.
No, okay, wait. I didn't even like wrap up that. I was thinking with that dress, because it's just such a good dress, I think I am going to hem it, like make it a midi dress, because it's a maxi right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take it to my alterations lady and see if she can work some magic.
Oh, that's cute.
Because I'm not going to like just throw it away.
Yeah,
like,
repurpose
come on.
It.
No, I'm going to. And it honestly was a little big in the bust, like the boobs anyway. So I'm just going to have her work some magic.
Nice. Okay, good.
Perfect. It's not all, hope is not lost.
Yeah.
Wait, Colby, you should share that text.
My sister's fiance, he also like wrote it in a way that I know is a joke. It's not like serious.
Oh my God.
So I don't want people
read it,
to feel bad for me.
I read it so seriously. Like I read that he wrote that in a serious
tone.
He's
like sarcastic.
Okay, read
it. Kind of. But he messaged me, hey, Colby, it's your future brother-in-law. We're looking at the list and you're the only one without a plus one in the wedding party. Is there someone you would like to bring? If not, totally get it. If you would like to bring someone, please let us know. And I replied, damn, it really do be like that.
So what are you going to do?
And then I said, let me brainstorm. And he said, fair enough. And then my sister texted me, you don't have to bring someone. And I just laughed at it.
You should watch the movie The Wedding Date. Have you seen it? Oh my God, it's such a good
movie.
Does
that have Julia Roberts in it?
No, it's she's has red hair. Deborah Messing, I think, is the main actress. And she hires a guy to be her date and pays him.
Well, I won't be doing that.
To be her date, but they end up falling in love. Spoiler alert.
That's nice.
No, it's actually the best movie ever.
I
need to watch
have
it.
Hope of meeting somebody this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Potentially.
Wait, what's this weekend again?
I have a wedding. In Florida.
Oh, right. I think that's a good...
Palm Beach, baby.
My friend told me she was going to introduce me, the bride, told me she was going to introduce me to some fellas.
Wait, so. I think this is a great opportunity for you to have a spontaneous wedding. Like, this is like the plot to a movie.
I hope.
It literally is the plot to a movie.
I hope.
I think that wedding is going to be high prospect for you. They're going to be like athletes there, aren't there?
I don't know. There might be.
We have some messages.
Let's hear them.
Unless anyone has any updates that they want to say before.
No.
Anything. Okay.
No, I have no voice.
Because we have like some people that need help.
Well, let's help them for sure.
I'm more into that.
Okay. So, well, first of all, we have an update. That's a fun update to a previous advice segment that we answered. So remember, just like a little Cliff's notes, remember this girl wrote in, she said that she doesn't like her brother's girlfriend, but then her brother's girlfriend like became part of her friend group accident.
Yeah.
And we told her, like, I don't think your friends know that you feel uncomfortable about this. You need to tell them.
Like, that was literally like 2 weeks ago. I feel like we answered that.
So this is update. Like, this is fresh. So she wrote back and she said, update. Hi, all. Thank you so much for discussing my dilemma. I feel so validated. Some updates. My brother and his girlfriend broke up officially, and my best friend and the girlfriend were about to lock in the date for a hangout. After hearing your advice, I decided to speak up to my best friend about how I truly feel about the situation and more details on the girlfriend. But I understood when y'all were saying you can't really undo friendships either, so I told her that I was still open to the idea of them hanging out, but it would just have to be a separate friendship, and I would appreciate if they kept boundaries on not talking about me or my family. I understand that the girlfriend needs to vent or talk about her relationship, but it should be with other people, not my best friend. Fair. We had a really long and wholesome chat. My best friend apologized for not accounting for how my brother and I would feel, especially now that they broke up. After hearing more details too, she understood how complicated the situation was and why I feel the way I do. She decided it was best to avoid further hangouts with the girlfriend. She then started opening up and venting about her own experience with her siblings, significant others, so I felt like she really understood what I was going through. Thanks so much again for your advice. I can now share good news because of it.
Wow, that's great.
So she took our advice and it worked.
I'm so happy we gave great
success
advice.
Story.
There we go. Okay.
Wait, so guys.
That's a positive.
We are amazing.
Yeah, guys, write to us. We will help you out, okay? To the best of our ability. Okay. This one, the subject line really caught my eye because it says, accidental drama starter.
Oh, no.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Love the pod. Longtime listener, first-time writer, in need of some advice. Here's the backstory. My close-ish friend recently told me she's been seeing this guy for quite a few months. I couldn't totally catch a vibe, but it was giving that they're dating but not official, and it's all on the DL. So after this, I obviously looked him up on Instagram, and we have some mutual friends / friends of friends. Fast forward to yesterday, I'm out on the town with some of these mutual friends. Keep in mind, these girls do not know my other friend. Sorry if this is confusing. So I mentioned this guy that my friend is seeing him, expecting them to be like, oh my God, no way, small world. But there was an awkward silence, and they asked if they're official, because basically their best friend has been led on by this guy for a few years.
What?
I totally did not mean to cause this drama, and now I feel at fault for starting something. I feel so bad for airing my friend's personal business and feel totally caught in the middle. Should I tell my friend about this? The girls say that they're going to tell their best friend and want me to find out if my friend and the guy are official. I'm conflicted because I don't want to insert myself into other people's business. Too late, I guess. But I also feel like the two girls should know if he's leading both of them on at the same time. What should I do? Or should I do nothing? XOXO, trying to be a girl's girl.
I feel like we've been in a similar situation before, and I don't know if you are going to recall what I'm talking about.
The wheels will turn as you keep talking. Just tell me and we can cut it out. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Like, I knew that this girl that I know, and Colby doesn't really know, I know, was hooking up with this guy.
Right.
And then it turns out, when I told Colby this information, it turns out that her friend was also hooking up. So literally the same exact situation. Yeah. But the thing here that I feel like is interesting is it's like, the girl's friend, the first one mentioned that, like, we introed the story, is like, she's telling her, like, oh, I'm seeing this guy. She didn't say, like, oh, I'm in a relationship with this guy, but I don't even think that matters here.
Right.
Like, I just think it should be common knowledge to both of these girls that they're both hooking up with the same guy. Like, right. I don't know. I think that, I don't think it matters even if they're official. Yeah. Like, I think that they should just be in the know, because girls, you look out for girls. Like, that's just how it is.
I did say something to my friend because they had been talking for a significant amount of time. Yeah. And I didn't want to be in this position, but I was like, I obviously can't know this information and not say something to her.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to see her in person because she wasn't living in the city at the time. So I had to text her. But I basically said, like, hi, if I were in this position, I would want to know.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tell you, there's no easy way to say this. Like, I know so-and-so hooked up with somebody this weekend. And, like,
the person I know, it was a one-time thing.
Right.
So I didn't feel obligated.
I was like, I don't know any details if they're talking or anything, but I just wanted to let you know like, I don't want you to get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, like, if whatever. You have information like that, like, especially, like, I'm glad that, I think that everybody in the situation will be glad that you said something.
Right.
Like, I don't think you should feel bad at all.
Yeah.
Like, no. Maybe you started, quote, drama, but this guy is the one who really started it by, yeah. like, meddling yeah. in this situation. Like, mainly hooking up with this or stringing along this other girl for years, like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
you exposed this and honestly saved people a lot of time.
Yeah,
probably.
And even you could say, because I think what I said, something along the lines of my text, like, I was in the middle of a conversation and this came up, like, yeah. just say that you were talking to these girls about a guy that was leading their friend on and you asked to see a picture and it was the same guy.
Just explain it literally the way that you explained it to yeah. us.
I mean, that does, it sounds not dramatic or harmless, but if you wanted to not sound like you were talking about your friend's boy situation to somebody else, mm-hmm. I feel like a little white lie doesn't
matter. Yeah, you can just say, like,
in this situation, but it also was irrelevant. Like,
no, it really isn't. You should just whatever. Literally text the girl and be like, hey, I was with my friends this weekend that, like, no yeah. insert guy's name here, and they mentioned that their friend has been, like, seeing him yeah. for years, just thought you should know.
Right.
Maybe you already do know. Maybe she already knows. I mean, yeah. weird, but maybe she already knows.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just simply providing information.
Yeah. To protect point. Her.
Yeah.
And her feelings.
What do you think, Adam? Point. Sorry, we've been kind
I'm
of running.
But you guys are both the ones who were in the situation, so.
Yeah, true.
I like the personalized advice.
Yeah, this literally happened to us. Crazy. Well, not to us, but to people that are close-ish
to us.
To us.
I'm aligned.
No, it happens a lot more often than you think, and the guys think they're all slick.
Boys think they're slick.
They think they're slick.
That's where they end up in that group.
Also, group. One convenient feature that they have on Raya is showing that you have members in common with somebody. So I think it goes into your address book. So if you have somebody's contact saved,
yeah.
then it shows up that they know somebody. But on Hinge, this literally happened to me and one of my roommates. We had been messaging the same guy on Hinge, but we didn't know.
Oh my God.
That's so funny, because I bet if you, like, assess our friend group,
yeah,
at least, like, the girls interested in guys,
right,
assess the friend group, like, there's definitely been so much overlap
totally
between us, like, speaking wise, because there's right. so many people you talk to on apps that you just don't even ever go on a date with.
Right.
There's definitely 1000% been overlap.
Oh yeah.
But there's no way for us to know that unless we literally sit down and say, like, oh, you got one of you got a John Hinge?
Right.
Okay. What is this? What hair color? Okay. Like, literally there's no way to yeah. know that.
No,
but it's just really
so weird.
That's, like, my favorite and least favorite Raya feature, is that it shows you the mutuals.
Me too.
Because then I get annoyed. I'm like, I'm annoyed that you're dating that person.
Me too.
Or that you've dated that person.
Yeah, I'm annoyed that you ever texted, but they also could be, like, friends from elementary school.
That's also true.
Oh, so, okay. So I was going to ask you that, because I've seen, when I briefly had Raya, I remember, like, seeing, like, some girls from, like, our college, like, as mutuals.
Yeah.
Is it because I have their phone number?
Yeah.
The girls? Yes. Oh, I see.
And they're on the app. It doesn't, right. like, and show you any
but
other
But that
people.
Means that they matched with that person.
No, it means that they also have their phone number.
Oh, I always assumed it meant that they matched.
Yeah, I always assumed it meant they matched, too.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so, because I feel like I match with so many people on Raya, because you get such a limited amount of people that usually by the time that I get to the one person in the batch that I like, I'm so jaded that I'm like, I'll like them, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I end up matching with people and I'm like, what on earth
did I
like you?
Wait, I do the same thing on Raya.
Wait, funny.
I think it's only if you have their phone number. I don't think it matches.
Okay, I did wonder about that, because I recall seeing, like, one girl from our school, like, that was like, in every single profile.
Raya is just, like, such an interesting app. Like, my other gripe with Raya is I don't think I've talked about this in the podcast. Did I even tell you about the CNBC guy?
Give me more details.
Okay, so I matched with this guy on Raya. He is so hot and so interested in me. And we were texting back and forth, followed each other on
Instagram.
He
doesn't live here, right?
That's
yeah. You did tell me about him.
I don't think I told the podcast though. He's literally so attractive. I'm obsessed with him.
Where does he live?
He is based
Dubai.
In Dubai.
Yes. Yes. Dubai.
I know. The lack of geofencing is really frustrating.
It is fucked up. And he will definitely listen to this because he messaged me and he was like, "By the way, like, I listened to your listened to the podcast just to see what what was good."
Hey, Mr. Dubai.
And he was like, "You have such a hot voice."
Hey,
and
then, how about you move to New York? Oh my God, you have a hot voice. That's a good.
He told me I had such a hot
voice.
It's
a good compliment.
Wait, that's a huge compliment.
Guys, something nobody will ever tell me.
So he's based in Dubai. He told me that I have a voice, right? And then he sent me a voice memo. He's Australian. I was like, you cannot get any better. He's gonna hear this. But he told me that he has an office in New York, so maybe he'll come.
All right, sir.
He's so hot. Oh my God, I'm looking at his eye right now and I'm so in love with him. Well, please,
if you want to be continuously spoken about on the podcast, you need to make a move, Mr. Dubai. Like, you need to come here.
Mr. Dubai needs to become Mr. New York.
I wonder how long the flight is to Dubai.
I think it's very far.
20-something hours.
Oy.
I want to go there.
I was talking about going to Singapore for work yesterday with my boss. And I was
crazy rich Asians of you.
I was like, I need to go because crazy rich Asians. So. But,
I mean, their accommodations were setting very high standards for everyone.
That's true. Seriously.
See, that's my dream. I just need to find my Nick Young.
And Lie Flat Cabin on Emirates.
Literally.
Yeah. Everything is top tier.
Oh my God, I need to rewatch that movie. Anyways, I think that's all we have time for, girls.
Yeah, wow, we did a lot. We've done the Lord's work. I mean, yeah, I'm just like so pleased with our advice segment, how we helped someone
one person.
Well, no, but we like the
yeah. No, I know.
Success story. Mm-hmm. And then I hope that we help this girl that now will hear this.
The updates are so good. We love the updates. Keep sending them.
Cause the drama she thinks she did.
And yeah, but I know that feeling. Don't let that eat you up.
I know that feeling though, like the pit you get.
Yeah.
Like it's such like a distinct feeling of like, I have a pit. I did something I shouldn't have done. And it regards my friends. And now I'm like in the middle of something I don't want to be in the middle of.
Right. Yeah. And you feel it immediately when you get that piece of information.
Yeah. You're like, right. I should not have said that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well,
we wish you luck. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
I can't wait to eat.
Same. So hungry.